Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
From Showtime and A24.
What do you love most about Whitney?
Comes a new series unlike any other.
Where do I even start?
Academy Award winner Emma Stone.
I like how you fight for us.
Nathan Fielder.
Money doesn't really matter when it's about doing the right thing.
And Benny Safdie.
You guys are strong, right? At the end of the day, you're going to survive, right?
Next question.
New episodes of The Curse, streaming now on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
A Big Spark Studios original.
Action. Oh, I don't know why I said action. Hey, everybody. What's up? Welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the podcast that I'm readjusting my mic for and really not sure why we're recording a second episode today. But hey.
It's for all of you.
Yeah, it's we do this for you. Before we get into the episode, be sure to rate and review this podcast. I don't know why you would after this fucking sentence. But also subscribe to it wherever you listen to podcasts. And we have video episodes up on youtube.com/Chris every Thursday. Whose fucking device was that? Hands up. Hold on. I'm going to start this whole thing over. I don't know what's happening.
I don't either.
I don't either.
Oh, God. Take two. Hey, everybody. What is up? Welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the podcast that I had to redo an intro to we just started over. We didn't even redo the intro. We just fully started fucking over. But before we get into the episode, be sure to rate and review this episode as well as every episode that you listen to. Duh. And then be sure to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you listen to podcasts. And if video episodes are more your thing, we put the videos up on youtube.com/Chris. Same time as actually, they might come out a little earlier. We started over and someone else's phone went off. What did I say? be sure to do that so you never miss anything. And let's get into the show. Well, no, before we do that, last episode, I had Justin do a shout out for our little donation. What we need, like, a name for this.
Charitable shout-out.
Charitable shout-out? That doesn't feel, like, too white savior-y.
We'll retool it.
We're going to workshop it, guys. But this time, I asked Sam to give one over, and then it became a collaborative effort with Jake, which is perfect because now all people are involved.
Jake and I were excited about the same organization.
Hit us.
Yeah, so it's Gina Davis Institute on Gender and Media. And this is a really, really special organization because what they're trying to do is they're looking at media and entertainment and trying to make sure that equity and inclusiveness is part of it. And it was founded by Gina Davis, who is an Oscar winner, actually. So Gina Davis is a phenomenal actress who decided to do something towards promoting better inclusion in entertainment. And so last week, I actually went to one. What they do is they do statistical analysis of what's going on. So they look at film and TV and they look at how things are being portrayed.
Whoa.
And so the thing that they invited me to, which was very cool, was
how
looking
white
at
people are portrayed.
It's
just a joke. How straight white men are portrayed.
So this particular thing was actually very interesting because a lot of what They're not normally doing what they did on this one. They looked at how males are portrayed as caregivers in media and looking at whether or not they're... So, for example, they looked at research in terms of a caregiver is fixing things in the kitchen and things like that and doing kind of like more of the tropey masculine things as opposed to maybe bathing somebody or giving somebody medicine or being a father, a single father, and things like that. And so what they were looking at is the way that we can kind of look at media and allow people to just be human beings, you know. And so for me, it was really special because I was an international journalist before I became a dad. And when I was going to become a dad, I decided to quit international news so I could actually know my kids. And so it was really special because that wasn't kind of an acceptable thing. It was more like, you know, hey, you do your job and you support children, you bring home the bacon, that kind of thing. And so for me, it was really special because I wanted to know my kids. And that's really not the way things were portrayed in media. And so, you know, my transition into kind of being a dad and that being the preeminent thing in my life or the most important thing in my life is something that now I think is going to hopefully be more commonplace and people can be caregivers, whether they're men, women, whatever you're identifying, whatever your orientation is, whatever your race is, whatever it happens to be. They're trying to bring really what the human experience is and bring that to media and entertainment. So it's really awesome.
That's amazing. And you can donate?
Yeah.
Okay, great. We'll leave the link for... I don't know why I always think the fucking camera is over here. I don't know what that is. But we'll have a link down below that you can go donate to and learn more, get involved. And thank you so much. It was so fun. Anyways, now it's time for some secrets. This is the part where you guys submit secrets in a link in the description. And it's basically two truths and a lie, but with your secrets, one of these is made up. And I have to figure out which one. Oh my God, these are so long. All right. In 12th grade, I found out that my mom smoked weed. So I read it. I literally still don't know how to read. In 12th grade, I found out my mom smoked weed. So I raided her room once while she was away, found her stash, rolled a joint with my grandma's Bible paper and smoked it. I replaced the used bud with a mixture of tea leaves. That's fake. And I've also... The rolling with a paper, the Bible, was already a lie in a previous episode. So I think that one. Anyways, I work at a movie theater and sometimes pocket the stuff I find cleaning up after movies. I've scored some pretty cool shit, including an Apple Watch, a ring, and an unopened box of condoms. And the leftover food is pretty awesome, too. Okay. Yeah. I would give people their Apple Watch back as somebody who lost their camera at Coachella and would really love to get that back. Oh my God, did you steal my fucking camera? Last up, I'm a lesbian and had a crush on my high school Spanish teacher once I graduated. I told her how I felt and we hooked up. I feel like all of these have been lies before. Oh, fuck. I'm going to go with the 12th grade mom smoking weed.
It's the movie theater.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Who brings a box of condoms to a movie theater?
Yeah, okay, well, you could have fucking chimed in, bitch. I mean, I don't... not me, because I know... who has sex at a movie... Oh, yeah, no, I... Yep. Got it.
How many times can you have sex in 2 hours? A box worth?
Challenge accepted. Box worth. Maybe they were just, like, getting... They were out, so they were getting a new box and was going to use one.
Or maybe they're going to do, like, balloon animals.
So true. Or maybe this is like a fucking made up lie. I accidentally got high on shrooms by drinking my roommate's shroom tea, and it didn't hit me till I was in class giving a presentation in front of 300 students. That feels a little too convenient. That feels a little too convenient.
Maybe like the adrenaline, though. Like you're up in front of people, and then that's when it releases.
Maybe, but like...
I think you would notice when you were drinking the tea that something was a little off.
Yeah, I'd be like, why does this taste like shit?
Yeah.
Why does this taste like mushroom water? Next up. When I was in high school, I hooked up with a guy, and immediately after, my vagina was burning. I spent the night Googling STD symptoms. It turns out he had done beforehand and had it under his fingernails at the time.
Ooh.
So was she not like just high on then? Doesn't it absorb?
Can you absorb through your vagina?
Why do you look at Sam like she's fucking fiddling and figuring that out?
Fiddling and fingering.
Fiddling and finger fucking. My super rich aunt and uncle got exposed in the big college admission scandal a few years ago. I always knew my cousin wasn't smart enough to get into Columbia on his own. If that is fake, just lie. Just lie. I'm going to say the shrooms. Although, in high school, are people doing...
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Clearly, I was so sheltered. Yeah, I'm doing the shrooms.
You might want to pick a different one.
Well, just tell me what the fuck it is. I already picked.
It's the college admissions, unfortunately. Damn.
What? God. I just want some good fucking gossip, and it's all fake. Fuck. You're killing me here. Like, I get so excited that, like, people who watch me have, like, know someone in the college admissions scandal. Ah! Damn, I'm just so bummed. Like, I would have flown that person out. I grew up super Mormon, and my private high school had the craziest sex ed class. They told us the ghost of our prophet, Joseph Smith, would haunt us if we masturbated. Is that... Like, if that's real, is that real? Like, if someone told me that, I'd be like, are you on Huh? My sixth grade teacher accidentally showed video and audio of porn for the entire class on the smart board. He got fired.
What grade?
Sixth.
Ooh.
Yeah, shouldn't he get arrested?
Isn't that... I had sex ed class in sixth grade.
Yeah, I think sex ed and literal Pornhub are, like, yeah, two separate things.
Really? Like, then I had a weird class.
Help. I lost my virginity in an empty store drain tunnel on the concrete. I got a concussion and we got walked in on by people with flashlights. That I just don't think somebody can make up. I think the porn one, because I think he would get arrested. You don't?
I don't think Jake would make up the porn one. That's why
That's so true.
Thank you, Sam.
We're on the same page.
So sorry, Jake, and thank you, Sam. So true. But, like, that's what I would think about any of these. Is, like, I can't...
True.
I can't picture Jake fucking coming up with, I chipped my tooth on a vibrator. I mean, what? He came up with that. How the fuck did you come up with that, by the way? Don't do that. You can't go, wink. Ew.
I'm inspired by the secrets that are submitted, and I've just been inspired.
What if Jake secretly writes, like, romance, erotic fiction that we don't
know
about?
Should I do that?
No.
I should write romance novels.
Romance. Romance. You're bad romance. I think it is the private high school Mormon.
Oh, the Mormon.
Yeah.
Mormon prophet Joseph Smith.
Yeah.
You are correct.
Nice. Oh,
I'm so over this. I'm just over. I'm like, whatever. Oh, the private school with Joseph. Yes, that one. Please, just answer the question. There's a lot of high schooling. Or high school. When I was in high school, my friend and I egged a teacher's house and cars because she and her husband were hooking up with my friend's long-term boyfriend. She and her husband were hooking up with my friend's long-term. That is confusing. I'm a really reckless driver, but I've gotten out of a traffic ticket 3 times by flashing the cops. I would be so terrified to do that. Terrified. Also, if they have a body cam...
It wouldn't be the first time they turned it off.
Nope. So fucking true. So fucking true. Me and my first cousin watched porn and attempted to have sex when we were like 5. I say attempted because we were caught. At first I was like, oh, that's cute. And then I was like, oh, wait, cousin. Me and my first cousin. Like, that's, like, the most cousin a cousin can get. Oh, my God. An attempt to have sex. I'm going to just hope that one's the lie. There's a lot of dead time.
Flashing.
Oh, that makes sense. The flashing one. Well, that was fun. Let's play the game that I just wanted to get through these to play. I have wanted to play this for so long. And I don't think there's like a name to it. It's like guess the song.
That tune. Yeah. Name that tune.
So true. So true. Thank God one of us has a fully formed brain. we are going to be, you guys compiled a list of songs and you guys are going to play like the first 2 seconds and I have to see if I can guess the song.
And if not, you have to drink white wine.
If I wasn't severely hungover, I would put a drinking aspect into it, but I just can't. And if I could smoke, I would. But we're no.
So if you lose, you're just in
shit. You can spank me on my bottom. Give me a good spanking. Alrighty. Oh God, I'm so nervous. Okay. I don't know why.
Okay, I'm gonna try.
Well, I know. I'll know all of these. Do you think?
There, you will be able to get. You would be able to get all of them, I think.
Okay, slay.
Okay, let's see.
I need to stop saying slay. That's another thing.
Ready?
Yeah. Milkshakes, keyless. Duh. 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 Duh.
Oh, all right. Okay. Wait, should we keep? I'll keep a score.
Oh.
It doesn't matter.
Perfect.
Okay, should. Okay, I will.
Just keep a score.
Okay.
Says the person on the fucking laptop.
Can you?
What is that?
Can
happening?
You?
Just put one.
Okay, I got it. Like a tally.
Yeah, like
I got
a
tally. I got it. It has 1 point.
Thank you.
Okay, ready?
I'm stupid, and even I knew that. Oh my God, you play it so long. Beyonce.
I think my thing's being slow.
Oh. B-Day.
No. Oh, that's the album, I think.
Oh, no, I thought that was the song.
No. That's the album it's off, though.
Fuck. This
one
immediate...
seems
kind
of
hard. Trying to think about the chorus.
Upgrade You?
No.
No.
It sounds like
upgrade
that.
Upgrade You.
You get one more guess.
I don't know. I can't even...
You got the artist, though.
What are you doing? Bodylicious. Bootylicious.
Jake can't even hear it.
Trying to give him a hint.
I didn't even think about that. He's doing like an hourglass curve, and I'm like, can you stop doing this, please?
Oh, he's like, he does Beyonce.
I know it's Beyonce. Bell bottoms.
He has the list.
Bottom of the dress. Dress the part. Dress me like one of your French girls.
Okay, it was Freakum Dress.
I've never heard of that song in my life.
Oh, it's a banger.
Oh, well, no, it sounds great. Love it. Okay. Oh, we will rock you. I don't know the artist. Oh, Queen.
Okay, good.
Oh, good job.
That's Beyonce, like half credit for that. Beyonce.
No, you don't get credit for that.
No, it's all or nothing.
Are you doing the score?
Slay. Yeah, try and play him a little less.
I'm gonna try, but it's just kind of delayed.
This one you're gonna get for sure.
The Phillies.
Ah, itty bitty piggy, Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
I mean, I literally could have just heard the first second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Frank Ocean.
Ooh.
A tornado flew around the room. What is that called?
You'll get it. Just keep going.
Do you remember that?
A potato.
The potato.
I love that. That will never not be funny. A potato flew, or no, a tornado flew around the room before you made it.
No, don't help him. Don't help him.
I was thinking about. I'm gonna lose. Do not tell me. It was like, holy fuck. Channel Orange.
Mm-hmm.
I literally could lose my mind.
Clear your mind.
A potato flew over. No, a tornado flew.
Potato.
That's how damaged I am. Is like, that's fully replaced. Oh my God. And I hated the song at first.
It grows.
I hated the song at first. What
it's also the It's also like the radio hit.
Yeah. A tornado flew over my phone before you came. I'm gonna lose my mind.
All right, you have 10 seconds.
No, shut the fuck up, okay? Frank Ocean. Think About You. Oh my God. That was.
That's a half point.
That bitch, shut the fuck up. I named like the album.
Full point.
That is a full point.
I've been overruled.
Yeah, you have. Okay. Yeah. Thinking about you. Fuck. Oh, unwritten, Natasha Bedingfield.
Damn.
Duh. I watched The Hills like nobody's business.
Oh, is that on The Hills?
That's the theme song. The rest is still unwritten. Oh, fuck. I live for this. I would walk 1,000 miles if I could just see you tonight. 1,000 miles.
The artist is hard.
Oh my God, White Houses. Who's that girl?
Oh, yeah, same person.
Oh, that's her too?
Yeah, it's the same.
That's a bop.
I want to say Norah Jones, but I know it's not her. I couldn't even name a Norah Jones song.
That's like.
She's not Norah Jones. She's not Michelle Branch.
That was the other one. Vanessa Carlton. Michelle Branch is the one I was getting stuck on because I knew it wasn't her.
That's good.
Vanessa Carlton, that was not hard at all. Maybe for you, because that's not like...
No, I mean, I know that. I knew it.
Maybe it's just hard for you. Maybe it's just for you.
Did you break it?
Oh!
Hello?
Is that what happened to the other mic?
Yeah.
I'll just hold it. I'll just hold it.
Well, it's good for the... We'll break after the...
It's okay.
Now you look like rock and roll.
Yeah. We will. For those listening, I don't really know how to. Just you're gonna have
the
to
arm
watch this.
Fell off.
The arm of the, I'm just like holding the a mic fucking arm. Microphone arm because it.
It looks kind of cool.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Hey now. Oh my God! What dreams are made of? Lizzie McGuire and Hilary Duff.
Do the point, well. No, you're good.
Uh-oh. What you could have done to really throw me off is do the acoustic. Come clean, Hilary Duff. I mean, we could, to quote Erica Jane, I can go all day. I can go all fucking day with you. Or I can, whatever. I don't remember the direct quote. We should have done it a Hilary Duff one. I would probably get every single one. I actually feel confident in that. Should we just go off book?
No. We'll do. We'll prepare a Nicki
next week.
One and a Hillary.
Duff. Next week.
I almost said Hillary Clinton.
She's my fave pop star. Imagine her as a pop star. Those pantsuits would go crazy. She'd have some sequin numbers.
Which one?
Okay, now they're going to get a little...
Hillary Clinton.
Oh.
Now they're gonna...
You were just like so lost in that.
Well, this one.
You're like, yeah, who? I do that all the time where I like agree and then I'm like, wait, I'm so sorry. I have no idea what you just said.
Totally.
Whoa, I wish you would step back from...
Oh, no,
no
but it that sounds very similar.
It's all the same shit.
Very similar.
Can you play that again?
From the start, yeah.
Yeah. No, keep playing.
Hey, oh, shit.
Oh, tonight will be the night that...
Yes.
I will lead it everybody in the way I do. About you now, winding, and all the things that you do are blinding. Mm-hmm. I would like to say, they would say to you, but I don't know how. Cause baby, you're gonna be the one that saying, after all, you're my Wonderwall. Is it Wonderwall by Oasis?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's...
Oh my God, you got Oasis too.
Oh my, first of all, that was like my middle school jam. Also, I totally forgot what Wonderwall sounded like.
You really? Because you sang it.
No, no.
You like almost knew every word.
No, I just meant like, you know, like there was that meme where it was like, and I'm going to play Wonderwall.
Anyways, this
is Wonderwall. Yeah. It became such a meme that I like forgot it was like an actual song, I guess.
Speaking of memes.
Oh God.
Somebody.
Oh, Smash Mouth. Hey now, you're an rock star? Rockstar. No, all star. Mm. All star.
Mm. Yes. Points.
They're all the same.
Oh, I like this one.
I love this game. It's been 1 week.
Oh shit!
Yeah, well, huh? It's been one. That's all I know. Okay. I would know this.
It's been.
It's been a fucking mystery.
Take a guess.
Christina Aguilera. It's been.
It's 1 week by the Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, I've heard of the Bare Naked Ladies. I've never heard that song. Mm.
You ever watched?
Okay. Oh.
Wait, watch what?
I think it was in like the Digimon movie.
Stop. Oh, I miss Digimon. I wish they took off like Pokemon did. They were like the grungier, edgier Pokemon.
For a second, yeah. They were like in, you know, pretty.
I love. There was like
pretty this, decent competition.
Yeah. And then Pokemon is still just going.
It's like Coke versus Pepsi.
So true. Yeah. You're so right about that. You're just making so many points. And now I'm going to make one. You're sexy. Anyways.
Should we stop?
Here comes the sun. I think I pooped my pants. The Beatles.
What?
Yeah.
I farted and... I just... You guys don't ever do that?
No.
Shart?
No, but to check if you shart, like, go along your underwear?
Oh, you went under... Okay, you went over the underwear.
No.
Jake says no.
Sometimes.
That was a Bare Naked Ladies song, wasn't it?
Anyways, I don't know why this... I don't know why I'm being put on blast by myself.
But how did... What,
so oh, no. The Beatles.
Yeah, you got it.
Here Comes the Sun.
Yes. Yeah.
Thriller, Michael Jackson.
No, so close. Close.
Oh, wait.
Super close.
Is it not Thriller?
No. Same album.
Boom. Can you do it again?
Or just play a little bit more.
No, no, no. Just okay. Play the beginning.
You just want the...
I want a fair fight. Boom, 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 boom. Is that how it goes? Smooth Criminal.
No, that's...
I feel like we're going to get copyright.
No. If we do, I had fun. So it was worth it.
It was Beat It.
Beat It. It's like one of the only Michael Jackson songs that I like really like. I'm not a huge Michael Jackson fan.
I think that's a fair opinion to have these days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. Okay, wow. Cut the cameras. Dead ass. Hit me. Hit me. I almost said a hit me, baby, one more time joke. Know that you're toxic, Britney Spears. Toxic. Toxic Britney Spears.
Okay.
Honestly, this is kind of a slay. Uh-huh. Chill. Jay-Z featuring... Rihanna featuring Jay-Z, Umbrella.
There you go.
I was about to do a Jay-Z impression, and then I remembered I can't do one. Chill.
Okay.
And that's why I don't. Flashing Lights.
Damn.
Kanye West.
Wow.
I love that song.
That's a very good song.
It's a fucking fire song.
I think you've missed like one.
He's missed three.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
No, it's three, bitch. Like Amigas, Cheetahs, the Cheetah Girls. No, that wasn't my guess. That was just a joke I wanted to say. Make it four. I don't know.
That was Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yep. I have literally never heard that song, and that's fine. I'm not like a Led Zeppelin fan. Just too heavy metal for me. For this little girly.
Sure.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it even heavy metal? I don't even know.
People would call it classic rock. People would say like
classic rock.
People would say Black Sabbath was like of the two of that era would be like the heavy metal.
Totally.
Band.
I say thinking I know anything.
Totally. Like,
totally. You're so right about that. Another point. Elton John, Piano Man. No, but Little Tiny Tiny Dancer?
No.
Piano Man.
No.
Close.
I'm thinking out loud. Okay. I'm going through.
No, no,
I know it's, no, sorry. That was like a snap at you. It's Elton John.
If you sing it in your mind, you'll get it.
Thank you for that clip, that hint, clue, whatever. I'm combining so many words today. Slit and whatever I just said.
You were trying to say lit and slay
and
earlier.
And sick. No, I was trying to go sick and lit. And then I said slit.
Slick.
Slit.
I think you're going to get it.
Elton John.
He's trying to give you a hint.
Na, 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 na. A boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house we both could live. I love this song, too. And I'm not even a huge Elton John fan. I'm just saying, everybody. People are like, who are you a fan of? I'm like, Hillary Duff. It's so fucked up. Oh my God. I don't have much money, but girl, if I did. What is this? Oh my God. And I know everybody is probably like listening to this podcast episode in their car screaming like, ah!
I remember they also played it in Moulin Rouge and Ewan McGregor covered it.
I've never seen Moulin Rouge.
Never mind.
I don't swear both could they could tell every our song. This is our song. Oh my God.
You are so close.
I can tell everybody?
No. Our song changed the first word.
Your song. Yeah. Your song. God. I mean, that's like not a point, but fuck. I want it to be.
Okay, we got four more.
Is that a miss or?
That's a miss.
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't get the song right. I knew the song, which was. Remember, there's no. What did they sing during the pandemic? What was that?
They sang
Imagine,
that.
Oh, the Bebo. Imagine, yeah. Beatles. Mm. Oh no, Paul. No.
Oh
no.
Shit.
Wait.
Beatles. No. Oh my God. So much just happened. Ba 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 bump ba bump. Oh my God. Wait. What was the other song?
Which one of the Beatles?
Paul. It's not Paul.
What did I just say?
You said Paul.
What was the song?
Imagine.
Oh, Imagine by.
Not Paul.
John Lennon. Okay. Duh. Oh my God. I don't know what is wrong with me.
All right. Hit it.
Okay. Hit it, DJ. Through the wilderness.
We should do like a.
This is torture.
We should do like our own kids' bop where it's just mumbling vaguely.
It's like mumble singing. Yeah. That's gonna be, if I ever become a musician, that's what I'll do. You made it through the wilderness. Is that like Olivia Newton-John?
No.
I was saying, I got there. No.
I cool
made it
singing.
Through the wilderness. Fuck, I honestly might just give up because I just.
She's so iconic.
You made it through the wilderness.
Dancing, singing, still famous.
I'm like, okay.
I know how you'll get it.
The TikTok.
Yeah, the TikTok. She makes her really intense with her eyes and.
What? With her eyes?
Because one time you just kept doing it to me. You kept doing impressions of it.
Really, this singer?
Yeah, it was really creepy. You kept doing it when no one else was looking.
Oh, Madonna. Yeah. Oh, my God. Like a Virgin.
Yes.
Duh. Oh, I didn't get that one, but I.
Is that a miss?
That's a miss. Okay. I mean.
That's a miss.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I was like her TikTok. That's the worst part is I fucking knew the song. Like, I've listened to that. Many times. Anyways, whatever. This is fucking gay.
What?
This is fucking gay.
Chris. <I don't> know. Can you do your Madonna? Do you remember how?
She just is like, have you seen her TikToks?
They're really
they're insane. Yeah. I want to do like a fucking go back to college and do a thesis on it or something. It is fascinating. She says and does nothing. And yet says and does everything. It's unreal. Oh my God. If you have not seen the Madonna TikTok page, I'm only saying the Madonna TikTok page because I'm really not convinced that that's her. Homegirl looks whack.
Whack.
Homeboy wore combat boots to the beach. Do you guys know what that's from? The Hills. You just play music and you're like, shut this kid up. You're so right for that.
What episode? What was... Oh, I'm going to get confused.
He wore Justin Bobby wore cowboy or leather boots to the beach, combat boots to the beach, and Lauren Conrad. And then he left without saying goodbye to Audrina. So Lauren was like consoling her and Audrina was crying. And she goes, homeboy wore combat boots to the beach. And I was like, oop, that show. Fuck, I could just do an absolute Hills binge. Oh, the old one, though. The OG. I love this, like, I have quite literally never heard of that.
Whose phone?
Not mine.
Yeah, whose phone is that, Chris?
It's not mine. It's Jake's. I mean, like, the fucking captain, I'm a fucking producer and have been for 600 years. Turn your phone off on set. I don't care if it's one of two of my living rooms. I'm kidding. It was great because I honestly don't remember the song. And
do we need to play it again?
Is this the third time?
Oh my God, yes.
Giving you a second try.
Oh, I meant to stop it.
I have no idea. Not a clue.
Okay. It was Under the Bridge by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Never heard that song in my life. Is that the last one?
No. One more.
Oh, thank God. I was like, that's how we went out?
No, we're going out on a fucking...
banger.
Bang, ring.
Fuck. Oh, my God. I'm gonna lose my mind.
Play it again.
Oh, my God. I... This, see, this is why I'm embarrassed.
Play it again, Sam.
I don't know. 21 guns. 2 guns. Pistols.
Oh, wait. Wait, keep going.
21 Savage.
No. Wait, did he make you guess gun?
No, Jake is doing like a fucking charade game.
Oh, okay.
It's
Guns N' Roses. Sweet Child of Mine.
So true. So that's what I was literally just about
should
to say.
Should we give him one more?
Yes! Oh my God, do you have... Okay. Oh my God, can we just play this for the rest of the episode?
She's going off the books.
Ooh, you're off book, baby?
Yo!
Tell you what I want! Whatever. At first I was like, is someone knocking?
I didn't know how it started.
Spice Girls. Yeah. If you want to be my love. Is that the song?
It's Wannabe.
I didn't know.
Wannabe.
Yeah. You got it.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
No, I didn't.
All right. Yeah. Well.
Well, that was fun, guys. Thanks so much for that.
Order. Order in the court. Order.
Me a pizza? Anybody? Can someone do that?
I did that earlier. We had pizza for lunch. I feel like I'm.
Do we want to fix this?
Protecting. No, I'm kind of. It's like a vibe. I'm. It's giving me something to. Bang! Bang! Yeah, bang! Yeah. Pull! Pull! Yeah, maybe not. Okay. Yeah. I don't want to like even look at it. I'm like, okay. Anyways, this is the time where you guys can call in to 310-844-6459 and leave a voicemail about any disputes, any arguments, anything that you need resolved, because this is Chris's court and that's what we're doing. So call, please. No, and I want to just interject really quick. Please make them stupid. Like, I don't want to hear actual fights. You know, I want it's like, my friend thinks it's pronounced tomato, and my friend thinks it's pronounced tomato. And I'm like, you're both idiots. It's tomatillo or whatever. You know, like, I don't know. I'm not very good at ad-libbing right now. But anyways, do we have...
Hi, Chris and Sam and Justin and Jake. Love you and love your work.
I love your accent.
I'm calling up to submit to Chris's court because this has been an ongoing argument in my family for a few weeks
now. This is exactly what I'm looking for.
Over dinner, we were discussing plans for the following week with myself, my brother, and my parents. And my brother and I said, oh, we're going to this party next Sunday. This was on Friday night. We're going to this party next Sunday. And our parents were like, oh, aren't we going to lunch on Sunday? We're like, no, next Sunday.
No.
Our parents are firmly on team. Next Sunday would mean the Sunday in 2 days if it's Friday. My brother and I are firmly on team. Next Sunday is like next week Sunday. And the Sunday in 2 days would be this Sunday. So this has been quite a heated debate for weeks, so would love to hear your opinion on it.
Thank you, and
can't wait to hear the verdict.
Thanks. No, thank you. So I constantly do this where I'll do like, oh, I'm doing the, like, not this weekend, but like the next, yeah, it's next Saturday, next Sunday, if you're on a Friday, you would just say on Sunday. I can't do the accent right now. I'm like just wearing my barrister's wig and I'm like, okay, let's take this seriously. Yeah, no, you would just like, if you were on Friday, if it was Friday, if I knew how to talk. Yeah. If it was Friday and you were like next Sunday, that's next Sunday, not the next Sunday coming. That would just be Sunday. Now, I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. I've said the word Sunday so fucking many times. I'm like, where am I? Yeah, I think you're right and your parents are stupid. Anyways, parents, let your kids use your credit cards to buy my merch. Love you. I'm just kidding. Kind of. What? I need
Hey, Chris, it's Michaela. Smart. So this is one for Chris's court, and I really need your opinion, your help, your backup, your feedback.
I'll back it up.
Okay. Me and my boyfriend cannot agree, and you'll see why this is a big one.
You should break up.
What temperature should your house be kept at? Spoiler alert, 69 to 71 is the correct answer. What is ours at right now? 74. Sincerely, a fellow sweater. Help me. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Well, Michaela, you are correct in this court case. There is no need for your house to be at 74 fucking degrees. That is crazy. However, I guess I'm guilty of it because I think my house is at like 72 right now. But it's just because I don't understand how to use the AC here. And it's like the house either gets hot or like freezing. And so like, I don't really know. But yeah, my ideal temperature is like 68 to 72. Because then it's like you can still put on a sweatshirt. You can still be on under a blanket, but you're not sweating your balls off. But you're not like overly cold. Yeah, I think you should break up. I don't think it's going to last. So sorry. So sorry for you and your now ex. Is this the last one? We are flying through
Hi,
court
Chris.
Today. Hey.
My girlfriend and I are sitting here right now, and we Lesbians. Have a debate for Chris's court. We were just talking about our childhood and stuff, and the site Omegle came up. And,
Omegle.
And we are wondering, how do you pronounce this website? Because I think it's Omegle. I've only ever heard people say Omegle, but I've never heard Omegle.
And I just went on YouTube and low-key proved that it was Omegle. So we would like you to answer it.
You didn't actually prove it, okay? So we need you to answer
I will officially prove it. Right. As the...
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, little lesbos. It is Omegle. Sorry. I called it Omegle ever since the start of time. And then I did a YouTube video and everyone was like, you pronounce it wrong. It's Omegle. And I'm like, don't ever speak like that to me again. That is the grossest word. Omegle? Disgust. Like, that is a foul fucking word. Omegle. What? That feels like a fucking fungus you find in between your toes and belly buttons. Like, belly button.
How many belly buttons do you have?
When you like to know, dirty bird. I'm Kyle XY and I have none.
Yes, I always think about that.
I think about Kyle XY.
All the time.
Constantly. So what is it in his fucking belly buttonless
it was the
torso?
It was the poster.
The poster was insane because I remember being like, how did they find someone without a belly button? Yeah. And then I'm a fucking idiot who learned Photoshop.
Yeah. For some reason, it stuck with me.
Kyle XY... Is this relatable? Because this is giving me hope it is. I think about XY
all the time.
And I watched not a second of the show.
I've never seen the show.
Never seen the show. What is that?
I don't know.
Anyways, back to your question. I don't know what the question was.
Omegle.
It's Omegle. Sorry. There. Anyways. Yeah, Kyle XY. What the fuck?
It beats me. I'm glad.
That's some good marketing.
It feels good not to be alone.
Yeah, I feel like we can't be.
We'll find out.
I want to, like, I kind of want to watch that show now.
We should bring it back.
I don't know if we should do that, but, like, we should watch it. When you're watch in Delaware, oh, my God. Let's watch it on Patreon. Join my Patreon, guys.
That's the kind of content.
Honestly, yeah. Everyone's like, let's do movie nights. And I'm like, you're so right for that.
Sick.
So right. Oh, my God. Kyle XY. Let's do one more.
I have, well, this one isn't a Chris's court, but I meant to play it. On the episode last week, the last one, but
last
I didn't.
The one we just recorded.
So I am a pagan, and I was watching back your Halloween special. I saw that you had the tarot reading done, and I wanted to say that I do think that you're having your full circle moment because.
Wait, what? Wait, can we start this over? I got. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. What is a pagan?
Okay. I don't know how to define it.
So you don't know either.
It's someone who just watched the Halloween one who was like witchy.
Oh.
And
Do you I remember it was like when literally you... religion?
Oh, yeah. I'm not gonna give the. Can someone give the real definition?
The definition of it doesn't really quite suffice, but it's The definition is a person holding religious beliefs other than those of the main world religions. But I think
so.
I think paganism is kind of given like a more like hedonistic connotation. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking of like Wiccan.
I think of like the pagan ritual. Where it's like, you know, people around. I could be wrong, though. It's like, what I think of pagans, it's like.
So none of us know.
I think like,
got it. Well, I wasn't asking for expertise. I was just asking, like, I was asking because I thought it was like a literal religion or like atheist. Like, I'm pagan. I'm atheist. Like,
no.
I'm.
No.
Someone,
Jewish.
People are like
it,
tell us.
I think it predates organized religion. I could be
got
wrong.
It.
I could
okay.
be wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Because there's like the harvest festival.
Yeah, I always think,
what's that called?
I always like associate like sacrifice with pagan rituals. Once again, I could be wrong.
Totally. Okay, got it. So someone was watching a Halloween thing and she is like a little witchy.
It's interesting because I don't know if you remembered your tarot card reading.
Babe, but I don't even remember the beginning of this episode. Straight up. But will I need to know?
Well, no, it sounded like...
Because can I do a quick review and then come back?
It sounded like the reading you got back then is sort of coming to...
Oh, okay, Slay, got it. All right, let's hear it.
Chris, it's Devin. So
Devin.
I am a pagan, and I was watching back your Halloween special. I saw that you had the tarot reading done, and I wanted to say that I do think that you're having your full circle moment because... you know, you're moving back home, you have ended cycles in LA, and, you know, you're starting fresh in certain areas. So I just wanted to say that. Love the podcast. Hope you have a great time back home, and give Booker a hug for me. Bye.
Are you kidding me? A second phone call? Mute your shit. You're about to make me make a baseball references about three strikes. You're at two. And guess what? I'll take the V out of this. You'll just be an ip. Or no, you'll just be an important person. I don't know. Thank you, my little witchy bitch, Devin. Mwah. Love that, though. Am I just offending everybody who's calling in? Like the little lesbians, the witchy bitchy Dev. Like, I really mean it to be like... Anonymous is calling.
Pick up.
Not again.
Hey.
Hello. We've transferred the money.
And I'm like, really? Yay. I want to know who that is, but I don't want to answer. Yeah, I think my love language is like bullying. You know, like it's just, no, people are like, you're just a bully. And I'm like kind of, I saw a TikTok this week. Oh, it made me so annoyed. This guy was like, what is it with all these bitchy gay guys who get a microphone and go out on the street and are just fucking rude to people? Like, hey, you ugly bitch, what's the... I was like, everyone's tagging me in it. I was like, okay. Last I checked, I didn't think I was bullying on the streets, but maybe I am. I don't know. It's really opened my mind and my heart. So with that, we're going to bid you adieu. So thank you so much. And... maybe. I don't know what this bit is, and I'm really sorry. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Unhinged with Chris Clemens this week. Be sure to rate and review this episode, as always, and subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you want, if you're like, oh, I just want to see what him holding the mic stand looks like, you can just go to youtube.com/Chris, where we post all of the video episodes, and you're watching me do a really weird pose. Ah. All right, bye.
And you can Photoshop him holding other stuff.
What? Photoshop me?
Holding other things.
No. Just make me skinnier and 10 pounds later. Just kidding. I'm already disappearing. No, I need to stop talking. Okay, bye. Thank you.
Wait, hit like a big Christina Aguilera note into the...
Hey! Like that?
Something. It's not like that.
You like going, that. You going, something.
Oh, no.
You just... Hey! I think...
Closer.
That's that. Like that's my Christina. Like,
no, but doing then polo with a mic away.
Like what am I doing?
It's like Miss Piggy.
Did you say that's like Miss Piggy?
No, no,
you fucking bitch.
No.
Yeah.
All right, hit it, Sam.
Hey! Like, I don't... What is an, a fucking... What is a, like, a Christina... Like,
yeah! That's what he wanted me to do.
Yeah, yeah! Like, oh, what?
Wow.
That? What is this?
Can't make him do things. He's had
That's
a...
That's why you're holding the mic. You might as well.
Hey!
Perfect.
Everyone's like, tell me why I should subscribe to this show again. All right, we're gone for real this time. Bye. Bye. That was a slight. We're ending on literally a good note. I don't know if it was actually a good note, so nobody musical come after me.
We'll throw autotune on it.
Oh my God, please. Oh my God, your Patreon intros, by the way, are iconic. He did like the...
Oh, I saw.
Yeah, they're everything.
Well, then hit one more note.
No, we're good.
Okay.
I dreamed a dream in time unborn. I lived a life not worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that life would be forgiven. I was young and unafraid. I turn the phone off. Turn it off. Turn it off. I'm bye. That was a slight. We're ending on literally a good note.